Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, here and on the internet. Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, good evening. Hi to some people listening, to Rafi, Alan, Alex, and probably Stefan in Australia. I want to say something special. Hi to some people listening, to Rafi.
A very nervous schoolgirl from Basco here.
Marshall Plain School for Girls.
Well, for the... We have very nervous schoolgirls from Glasgow here.
Marshall Lane School for Girls for years now.
Well,
hey. Well, they have been ripping off POC for years now. Hey. Well, they have been ripping off POC for years now.
Come in, 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 come in Thank you. Thank you. Police chiefs replied to my inquiry, but if you stand to the question, I consider that whether or not a man is a serious, but that man not whether he is an Orangeman, a member of the Black Crusader, or a member of the ancient order of the Corbinians, is a matter for him alone. Likewise, his religious persuasion, be he Protestant, Roman Catholic, atheist or agnostic, is a matter for him. I would point out, however, that in my police experience extending over 43 years, it is out of the persuasion of senior officers, I have found them perform their duties and accept their responsibilities. Another chief constable told me, I am elevated with traditions of people, and I am elevated with a much different style. Yet it is not always what exists in the community, not always the distinctions of what exists. Especially since I have never thought that the situation of police officers are particularly associated with any political, religious, social, or economic group to which certain decisions will be taken by any corrupt authority.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're here all week. Try the veal.